taste of cream. Red roses too.
This is Ed Cohen, editor and publisher of GlobalBusinessNews.net. We're here in Old Town San Diego, and our special guest today is in New York City. Mr. Joshua Sturdivant is Vice President and Chief Technology Officer of a company called RW3, Culture Wizard. That's rw-3.com. So let's welcome Josh.
Hi, Ed. Thanks for having me.
You bet. I understand you're Chief Technology Officer for RW3, and so what does that mean? What do you actually do?
Sure. As the Chief Technology Officer, Vice President at RW3, I'm mostly responsible for kind of the overall product visioning and the development of the new tools that we're using to teach global business skills. So I oversee the teams that help build the great things that we do and look to the future as to what sorts of things we're looking to do in the future and develop the strategy around that.
So this means that you're actually translating the RW3 business and goals into some kind of a technology application.
That's right. In fact, RW3, one of the things we pride ourselves on is being focused on the technology as being one of the key points that we are honing all of our training around.
So in the old days, this used to be called self-service, right? Without having to have a person with the client every step of the way, is to design things so that people can go and get it. And then if they have a question, like pick up the phone or send an email or go to a help desk, is that correct?
That's right. And in a way, it's shifted to, the expectation has shifted even more so now, so that people expect not to even have to dial up anyone or anything like that, to be able to pull the phone out of their pocket and pull up the information they need without another person as an intermediary. So we're building things to kind of work towards that expectation, towards more of those mobile moments, I guess is a way you could say it.
Well, let's jump off the track here and get into your background a little bit. I see that you received a master's degree in music technology at NYU, and your thesis was focused on human interaction and the use and creation of technologies. That's a lot of words. So spin that out for me. Tell me what it actually means.
Sure. I was always really interested in how technology gets created and in the way that people interact to make the things that we all get so involved in, like the iPhone and some of the internet experiences that are available for us now. There are people behind all those technologies. And so I was always fascinated by how the different stakeholders get a voice. And sometimes it's a vision you have in your head to build something, but you also need to take into account the needs of the end user and what they're experiencing. And so that's something that I pay a lot of attention to and what my degree was mostly focused around.
Okay. So RW3 is a consulting company. It's actually a technology company, right?
Yeah, I would not separate them too much. We are a technology company that teaches global business skills.
So in today's world of global business, that means doing business across borders, across time zones, and across cultures. And this means that people are understanding idiosyncrasies or understanding colloquialisms, and people come from different backgrounds, different religions, different ideologies, different traditions. Right. So it's amazing that anything ever gets done across border, doesn't it? I mean, doesn't it seem that way?
It really is increasingly challenging, and we're coming into contact more and more often, even if we never leave our desk in the U.S. or Japan or wherever we are. We're usually on teams of people from all over the world, and it poses these difficult challenges. What we try to do is teach people how to think about culture for themselves, how they approach getting things done. And in learning about that, you can kind of build a model for understanding culture that you can use to understand any of these different societies and cultures and people that you're interacting with. You don't just have to memorize a list of do's and don'ts. You can understand culture from a more intuitive level.
Okay, thanks for dumbing down that for me. So, okay, we're talking about doing business across borders and cultural training, and that means companies sending people across borders for developmental experience or taking over a country operations or dealing with important customers across border. So if a person is not trained in the cultural aspects, it can blow the deal, right?
Absolutely, and we've seen countless examples of that being the case from a personal perspective, but also from a business perspective, losing a major part of your business just as a matter of not having those cultural expectations down. So really important for an individual and for teams to be productive as well, to be culturally aware and culturally fluent and how to manage those differences.
Okay, so that's why cultural training needs an app. So can you tell us about the app?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've created an app called Culture Wizard Mobile that allows you to bring up the information that you need to perform interculturally wherever you're at. So we do that on a kind of performance support basis where, say, you need to look up the best way to greet people in a meeting in a new country. You could just search that on your phone really quickly. But we also use it for what we call bridge learning, which is taking some of that deeper dive training material and letting you consume it in these kind of micro learning chunks. So you can watch a video, say, that the last 1 minute and gives you the information you need to do a presentation effectively, for example.
Is it hard to use?
We've tried to make it as easy to use as possible. We want to make it less than 2 clicks away for any kind of information you're looking for. And we even try to serve up information to you based on things we know about you, like, hey, you just got off the plane in Beijing. Let's serve up an article about how to work better in China. So we try to make that as seamless as possible.
How much is it to have this app?
Great question. That's going to vary a lot depending on the kind of consulting relationship we have with you as a client. Typically, we work with an entire organization, and so we'd work with someone in learning and development or perhaps a mobility function at a company and make the use of our Culture Wizard training resources available to the entire organization. But we're able to kind of customize it for the group that you have or the type of training need that you have, and then we make that available to everyone based on kind of the size of the organization.
All right, I'm not going to ask you to name prices or anything like that. The more people use it, the higher the price, is that correct? Or is just a flat rate available?
Yeah, something like that. So while we do have individual licenses available for certain types of approaches, typically we do enterprise licenses, which go to the entire organization, and that's based on the audience size. So if you're a very large company, the annual license fee would be larger.
Once you're in, do you have complete access, or is that limited by the deal?
We think about teaching culture in a very comprehensive way. We don't kind of whittle down the features or the content that's available from client to client. We actually customize that based on the client's preferences for what information they want to train people with. You have access to the entire suite of Culture Wizard tools if you are a Culture Wizard client or an employee of one of our clients. And we try to serve the content up based on your preferences as well as our clients' choices for what material should take priority.
So people can access this from a mobile device as well as a laptop, right?
That's right. We have a desktop experience and a smartphone experience that we really are trying to tie those together in a very seamless way so that you can continue learning no matter what device you're on and not have to worry about is this available in one place or the other. Our first step in the mobile app launch is to provide those things we think are most critical for someone who's mobile, which are very detailed country profile information as well as a tool that lets you build a cultural profile that helps you compare yourself to, say, someone in the Netherlands or someone in the U.S. and gives you like very specific advice as to what types of things you should look out for.
It sounds like there's a lot of information, I mean a whole bunch. I can just imagine the megabytes, the gigabytes here. So if somebody's on the road and downloading this stuff, isn't that a roaming charge? Isn't it expensive to do that?
One of the things we built into the app is the ability to download the cultural profile and country profile information for a country. So while you're connected to Wi-Fi at home and for free, you could download as many countries as you'd like and then take that with you so you're not eating up data charges while you're on the go. We do make a lot of the content lightweight from the perspective of data so that you're not using very bandwidth-heavy applications usually. There are some videos and things like that that would take up more space, but people will generally be aware that they're doing that.
What's the future hold for Culture Wizard's mobile effort?
We really see this as being the very beginning of philosophy we have for mobile first. Thinking about the way that people typically want to learn and need this kind of information is when they're on the go, when they're in the situations where they need the information right away. And so we're building more and more features that will allow you to personalize that experience, call up the information when you need it, and really push content to you based on your location, if you prefer that, or based on what we know about your training and what content you've consumed already and what your skill level is, we'll be able to serve up content that's most meaningful for you where you're at when you need it. So we're excited about a lot of those developments that are coming down the line.
a little bit of anecdotal stuff now. I'm on your Facebook page, and
sure.
I'm scrolling down, and I come to a section here called Work Like a German. So, or Work Like a San Diegan or something.
Okay.
But, so this is all information about cultural aspects and do's and don'ts, isn't it?
Yes, that's a feed from our blog, our Culture Wizard blog, which you can also get on that website you mentioned earlier, w3-3.com. And so we typically will find articles from out there in the world and kind of give it our cultural spin, what kind of cultural lessons we can gain from it. So I think that particular article you're mentioning is related to a study that was done about German work habits and hours. And so we'll give our own little kind of take on it and how it compares to other cultures. It's fun reading. We have a newsletter that kind of highlights those articles. So yeah, we like to provide that as well as the kind of more serious training.
Okay, so you said learning and development is a good resource for you as opposed to, or in addition to, or integrative with mobility department. Learning and development, that is, of course, we're talking about large corporations, right?
Yeah, typically, not always, but usually.
Learning development should be a higher priority for companies, but in many cases it's not until it's too late, or they should have, would have, could have. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes that is the case, or sometimes people kind of dread training, the learning and development work that they need to do because it's, you know, they're being forced to for compliance reasons or something else like that. But there is a real movement going on to change the way that people see learning and development. People are investing more in especially things like leadership and executive development and taking a little more responsibility for growing employees and their careers. It's a matter of retention. It's a matter of a lot of other kinds of engagement to get people feeling like their organization is really in it for them as well. So we're really trying to take part in that kind of mind shift that's happening and make tools, make learning fun, make it interesting, make it engaging for people so that they feel invested in their learning. It's not from the top down. It's something that they're encouraged and want to do, and that's kind of the focus.
I'm on one of your side pages here where you have information about cultural wisdom delivered from a technology point of view. Is this updated frequently?
Yes, the cultural wisdom delivered is probably the newsletter that I mentioned earlier. So we send that out once a month. Our blog is updated maybe a dozen times a month, and then we use the digest, the cultural wisdom delivered, as kind of a way to highlight the best stories from that.
In order to coordinate all of this work that goes on behind the scenes for the benefit of the licensee, the user, do you communicate out frequently, or I should say, how frequently do you communicate out that stuff is being updated and so people know about it?
We try to do that all the time. At least once a month we have a major new development that we're releasing. So I don't mean now just the blog and the newsletter, but our content on our site. So we, as I said, have over 150 countries now. We typically add a few of those every year. We are adding new tools and courses all the time, and we highlight those on the website when you're in the site. You can also get notifications through the app of new tools and courses that are available, and through email if you sign up and select to receive notifications, you can do that too. So we try to be really clear about what's new and get people excited about it and engage with it.
Fascinating stuff. Once again, tell people how they can get in touch with you, Joshua.
Absolutely. So the best way to do that is through our website, through rw-3.com. There's a couple of places there where you can contact us for information. You can also contact me directly from that site as well. I'd be happy to answer any questions, or if you have any feedback, I'm happy to receive that.
Okay, well, we've been talking with Joshua Sturdivant, who's Vice President and Chief Technology Officer for RW3, Culture Wizard. Thanks very much for being our guest on Global Radio Talk Show, a service of Global Business News. This is Ed Cohen, editor and publisher, signing off today from Old Town, San Diego. Thank you again, Josh.
Thank you, Ed.
I think to myself.